Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome. This is Access Astrology, three astrologers who get together on the phone and talk about what's going on in the sky and how we see it reflected in our lives around us. This is Mark Waltz saying hello from New York, and I'm joined by Heather.
This is Heather Rowan Robbins from Montana tonight.
And Ann Ortley will probably be calling in, but we'll get started in the meantime. So, Heather, you were saying you've noticed some things about Saturn-Pluto conjunction. That's the big news.
Yeah, it's, you know, we have the beginning of the impeachment trials. That's one positive thing. But we saw as Saturn and Pluto were coming to conjunct all this fall, this winter in particular, the last few weeks, so many people left. So many teachers, father figures, authority figures left. And then the ground began to clear and new people were stepping up and stepping into their process. But in the meantime, some interesting, I noticed that Saturn-Pluto at 22 Capricorn going into 23, my nodes are 22 Gemini, 22 Sagittarius. Sagittarius is down in the fourth house. I almost adopted a dog that was starving and had a leg amputated, that somebody needed a home for him from New Mexico. But they got a local adopter, and that's Saturn-Pluto. Its leg was broken, bone, and it had a near-death experience. It was starving. They were nursing it back to health, and they needed a home. Well, we found one closer to home, which is good. But meanwhile, I really had to have another dog. I hadn't noticed yet. I'd forgot to look at where it was hitting my chart. I knew it wasn't hitting any major planets. But my north node in Sagittarius in the fourth house, I have two dogs already, and I adopted a third one today, and I'm very happy with her. The need to have large animals around me. I have bears walking around, deer walking around. I love that north node in Sagittarius in my fourth house. But a family member who's not a blood relationship, but close and who was put up for adoption when they were 3 or 4 years old, was in touch with the mother over the years, but had never been in touch with the father. 50 years she's been looking for the father. When this Saturn-Pluto conjunction happened that weekend, a sibling contacted this person and her brother, and she found out that she had 7 brothers and sisters that she had never known about, older and younger. And when we looked at the charts of the mother, the biological mother, the biological father, and the sibling that contacted and the sibling that is nearby, everybody has something at 22 degrees.
Wow.
So the original mother had the north node at 22 degrees, the original and Venus at 22 degrees, of Scorpio, so it was a sextile. The biological father had Venus at 22 degrees of Virgo. The biological sister had Venus at 22 degrees of Cancer. The brother, who had just learned about the father, had Saturn at 22 degrees. And the person who whose charts I was observing has the sun at 23 degrees of Aries. So there's a tight lineup across the board that suddenly the veil was lifted about, you know, the Pluto, finally this research, both sides have been looking at each other for years, but it was the Pluto-Saturn conjunction that set off all of their charts, and now they have to deal with a story that the other one has to tell, which is very different from what they thought.
Wow.
So it's there. This family found each other. It's not comfortable, but it's really a revelation. So that's a fascinating example. I'm seeing this kind of breakthrough in coming to understand something about authority and fathers and mentors and history in the family in several people. And I am watching people step forward in work because everybody in the work, you know, like half the staff quit over the last 3 weeks or the boss quit and everybody has to step forward. So it's been some really interesting aspects. How are you seeing it, Mark?
Changes in structure. You have change in the family structure, change in the work structure, and that can be very positive.
Mm-hmm. And often we see that, you know, when all the ground is being cleared, what is it being cleared for? But it's really a positive, interesting pattern.
Yeah, there will always be a structure there, but it doesn't have to be what it is now.
Right.
And sometimes it takes an upheaval to make the changes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Pluto does when it combines with Saturn. Because Pluto wants things to change at a deep level. You know, change is not the word for Pluto. Change is too lightning.
Yes. It transformation.
No. Exactly.
And in the process, it also, but Saturn tends to grow us by testing us, by saying, here's a hardship, believe in yourself, step forward and grow some muscles.
Yeah. And then it tests those muscles to make sure they're strong.
Yes. That's what I'm seeing.
Yeah.
So that's very interesting. On the other side of that, you know, today the sun is squaring Uranus, and it's the first day of the impeachment trials, which I thought was really fascinating.
Yeah.
And tonight, as we're speaking,
upheaval.
The moon is conjuncting Jupiter, which kind of puts us in a relatively good mood at the moment, temporarily, but we won't see that till early morning. And next week, Venus is approaching a conjunction with Neptune, which can warm our hearts. I'm hoping that it will help my dogs bond together.
It should.
Because everybody's hearts are nice and warm with that combination.
Right.
What are you seeing with those aspects coming in?
Well, that's anytime. What I always notice with Venus Neptune is musical things happen. Musical is some kind of art.
Because
Venus loves the arts, loves things that are pleasant and aesthetically pleasing. And Neptune kind of brings it to a higher level. And it also makes it more accessible.
Really interesting.
A lot of times, things that have been worked on for a while, then they get their premiere under a Neptune Venus.
That's really interesting. In another few minutes, we're going to take some callers. I see one on the line with their hands raised. If anybody else would like to call in with a question, the number is 347-215-8881. That's 347-215-8881. And, you know, people have been asking, you know, they said, it's been such a terrible couple of weeks, or it's been so heavy. You know, is it me? And no, it's not you. If you, you know, when you don't know the astrology, look at the headlines. If there's an impeachment trial, if there's volcanoes around the country, if there is a new virus appearing on the screens, you don't be surprised if your life feeling a little tumultuous and permeable. You can look at the metaphors that are playing out in the headlines and know that you may be experiencing some of that yourself in its own form. But it does seem that we're past the most intense of these aspects. And we have a chance to feel more, you know, to let music, as you said, feed our soul and help us restore, begin to feel more comfortable about what we're doing. We still have a lot of work to do in the year ahead. After today, that discomfort, that feeling of I don't know what ground I'm standing on as the sun squares Uranus, can begin to improve. And I think we can begin to feel where the solid ground is in our life and what steps we want to take forward coming up.
Yeah.
So
don't ignore what you saw with the square, though, because Uranus is inviting us to see things in a sudden, different way.
Beautiful.
You see things we don't expect.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a
tendency,
of course, to live our lives according to what we expect. And Uranus comes along to say, no, not so fast. Just when you were looking to keep things steady, here comes the shock.
Mm-hmm.
So look at the shock before it just goes away.
And I think of another person we lost this week, one of the director of the Monty Python. And whenever I see Uranus, I think, no one expects the Spanish Inquisition, one of their famous ones. And now for something completely different. So it's
very Uranian group.
Yes, it was a very Uranian group, which is a pretty funny process. So let's take a few callers. We've got several on the line now. I'm going to start off with the one who's been waiting. Hello, error code 408. How are you and how can we help you tonight?
Hi, do you mean 480?
Oops.
Yes, I'm sorry, 480. You, how are you? Go ahead.
I'm so excited at your talk tonight. My birthday is June 24, 1959, 10:20 a.m., Neptune City, New Jersey.
Okay, 10:20 a.m.
Yes, 10.
Uh-huh. And Neptune?
Neptune City, New Jersey.
The reason I'm calling...
Mm-hmm. I am so excited because you were talking about the person who was looking for her father, and I'm not looking for my father, but in the 60s at some point was chatter that my father may have had other children when he and my mom were separated, and my moon is at 22, and my vertex that vertex at 23 degrees. I'm thinking I bought a DNA kit last year, over a year ago, and I haven't sent it in, and I'm thinking, boy, maybe now's the time to send that in and see if I can
now
find anyone.
Now is the time to do it. Absolutely. You know, it's 30 degrees away from your moon, and it looks fascinating. And you might find that the answer is no, there aren't any more kids, but that's an answer. But be surprised. I had a friend who was dying a few years ago and had been put up for adoption, never found anybody. And she sent in a DNA, someone gave her a DNA test a year before she died, and she never followed up on it. She sent it in and forgot about it. We checked it up 2 weeks before she died, and we found a half-brother and a half-sister from either side of the family and got the whole story for her. And one of the brothers rushed down to meet her right before she left. It was really powerful.
Beautiful story.
Good luck on
that.
You also have Jupiter on the cusp of your fourth house at 23 degrees of Scorpio, exact sextile from where Saturn and Pluto are now. So I think it'd be a wonderful thing for you to go look that up.
I will send it in on a day that's not a void moon.
Okay. Also, you have your progressed sun about to cross your ascendant. And that can mean a new sense of your, you know, your progressed sun just went into Virgo a few weeks ago, and it's going to cross over the ascendant within a few months, and that may be a whole new sense of yourself coming through in this process.
Great. Better help.
Did you have a question for us?
That was it, about the ancestry. Is this a good time, and do you think that there's a possibility I would find what I want?
Absolutely. I definitely think that so your ascendant comes across, your sun comes across your ascendant by the end of May. So you may have, you know, information that you need well before that, and then get a chance to really form some connections here. So I think this is wonderful.
Thank you so much.
Because it's to your fourth house cusp and your moon. Go ahead.
You'll have a feeling as the information comes in that you're filling in missing pieces.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. It always felt like that all my life.
Wonderful.
It's like you kept a file drawer and it's always been partly open.
Yeah.
Right.
With some of the file ready to fill it in.
Yeah, I'm excited. Thank you.
That is very exciting. Just, you know, take care of yourself along the way, as in with this case. A lot of the times you get to meet interesting relatives. Sometimes they're a little disappointing. And I found a bunch of relatives that I didn't know existed as one small strand. And, you know, let's just say we don't talk politics. They're nice people, though. We just don't talk politics. And so, you know, they may not be who you think they're going to be, but it will tell you something deep and interesting to see who they really are.
Thank you.
So enjoy.
Mm-hmm. I hope to.
Good.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Certainly.
Okay, thanks for
you
calling.
Take care. Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
You too.
And that was a really interesting example. Same process that we were talking about digging out, coming to know your foundations. I know somebody who's buying a house now, and I said, with the aspects going on, could you please take a very good look at the foundations and look for leaks or broken pipes or anything at the bottom? And they said, sure enough, the house was great, but when they had their inspector look carefully, the sewer pipe was broken. Just underneath the foundation. And they got the seller to pay the $15,000 needed to repair it, not them, because they looked at the foundation. So sometimes we're looking at the foundations, we find difficult things. Sometimes we find wonderful things, but we get a chance to build our foundations on something solid, right?
Yeah.
Which is really fascinating. So, and that includes our self-concept and our work. And we have another person.
Okay.
Hello, area code 631. You're on the air. How can we help you?
Hi, Heather. Hi, Mark. It's Debbie.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Debbie. How are you doing?
Hanging in there. Congratulations, Heather.
Oh, my dog. Thank you.
Anyway, okay. June 29th, 1959, 11:10 p.m.
In Queens,
New York. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
How can we help
kind
you
of a little two-part question, if you can. When is this health transit going away? And am I moving or am I staying? I'm sure you've seen things on my Facebook page, and you know why I'm asking that. Yeah,
it looks like the health and the moving are very close together, right? Because you're moving your health. You mentioned, I believe, black mold growing in your house. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Leaks? Yeah.
Oh.
Yes. That's an important thing for you to get out of. Now, again, I think that your health is something that you're working on and it's improving, but
I still can't eat.
Right. How is that going with your
the mashed potatoes, the pudding, the yogurt, same thing.
And is that
I'm still
because
taking medication.
Of a lump in your throat? Is that what's going on with that? The hyalurhonia. So your progressed moon is in Cancer, and that hiatal hernia is very much ruled by that progressed moon in Cancer. And I think my sense of it is, as well as the kind of the nervous energy elsewhere. Your progressed Mercury is pulling away from a conjunction to Uranus. The progressed Sun is pulling away from a conjunction to Pluto. Those are all great aspects that are showing improvement. You have Saturn at 3 Capricorn and Moon at 1 Taurus. So Uranus is still hitting your, it is at 2 degrees, so it's setting off that Moon, which rules your, you know, the other Moon, and the Moon, and it rules and it's trining Saturn. So it feels like there's some shifts. It looks like you're moving soon. How do you feel about that? I mean, that Uranus to the Moon says, let's get you moving now.
It's kind of out of my hands because of the Brain Injury Association. They're the ones who are in charge of taking care of that. And I haven't heard anything from them like, okay, we have places for you to look at, you know, financial stuff, getting out of my lease. I just re-signed my lease in November, so it's kind of out of my hands.
Okay, I don't think you're going to have any trouble getting out of your lease once you know where you're going. And if you document carefully the health challenges of the mold, you will have no trouble getting out of that lease.
Okay, when do you actually see, like, a move or, you know, like around, you know, not an exact date, but, you know, and is it to a better place? Because I'm torn because I loved it here. I've been here for 7 years, and I really love
a Saturn
my home.
Square.
Yeah.
So it's kind of melancholy for me.
Except that you're low, because your home is disintegrating. Even by the end of February, that Uranus trines your Saturn and I think strengthens the help that you're going to get to move. What do you see, Mark?
Yeah, it's you're going to move because of help from outside. People see your situation and say, this can't go on. And they're going to find things for you, and you'll actually have less effort than you expect. Things
Is
are
it,
just they're going to line up.
I'm going to take
you
one
see
more
being
call.
A better place.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely being a better
like
place.
Like a happier place. Not that I'm going down. I don't want to go from the
I don't
frying
see you
pan
going
to the
down.
Fire.
No.
I see because you're moving. All of the aspects are moving to a better place.
Right.
So when you go there, when you look at the place, make sure you feel healthy in it. Okay?
Okay, and I'm going to be able to eat soon.
Don't move into a place.
Yes.
Yes, I think you will.
Right away. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, thank you both so much.
You're
really
welcome.
Shift
you. Well, you'll see what's going on.
Please keep us posted.
Yeah, you'll see.
Please
keep us posted. And congratulations again, Heather. She's so cute.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
You take care.
All right. Thank
Bye-bye.
You, guys.
Okay, Debbie.
Needless to say, I posted my dog on my Facebook page. Hello, error code 917. You're on the air. How can I help you? Hello? Hello? Error code 917. Okay.
Oh, hello?
You have your
hello?
Right. Hello?
Hello?
Yes. You're on the air.
Hi. How are you? Oh, thank you.
Good. How can we help you?
Sure. I just wanted to see what you see happening within the next month for me.
Okay.
Oh,
when were you born?
Okay. August 12th. 1980.
Time?
2:30 a.m. in the morning.
And where?
Long Island.
A city on Long Island?
What is it?
What's
Nassau
the nearest
County?
City that you
nearest city? Oh, my gosh. It's Freeport.
Any old city.
Okay, Freeport, Long
okay.
Island.
Okay. And your question was, How is this month going for you? Is that correct?
Yeah, I mean for the next month, because I'm going to be apartment hunting and I'm looking and I got a few things I need to wrap up. Yeah.
Okay. So what, Mark, do you have, do you see what's what you see on this?
Not quite yet.
You know, it keep looking for the apartments. There's, you've been through some very difficult transits that are moving on. You were born with Mars and Pluto conjunct at 19 degrees. So Pluto and Saturn spent a lot of time last year squaring that and just making things tough. But they have moved on, and so there's going to be less opposition. There's less feeling like you're stuck. You may see some, you may hear something even in 4 days when the transiting sun conjuncts your progressed moon. That could be, you know, a lead to follow up on. Uranus will not be forming its trine to your sun until, to your moon, until a little bit later on this. So you might be looking for something, and then find that it's closer to April or May before you move. That might be you renovating it, but it looks like a good move because Uranus, the planet of change, which takes 84 years to go around the zodiac, will be forming a trine to your moon, and that suggests a move. It's either a move, you know, usually it means either your house changes, you change your house, or you renovate your house, so it changes. In some way, shape, or form, it goes through it metamorphosis. So that looks really good. You're also stepping more into your sense of personal maturity and authority in your own home as your progressed sun conjuncts Saturn over the next 2 years. So you're really kind of adulting. You're really maturing and stepping forward in a way that kind of might surprise you sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah. And you have a sense of your own connection to power. So your own power from inside you're more in touch with. And
yes,
you can use
okay.
That.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Was there a more specific question that then we can help you with on that?
Actually, it sounds good. No, I'm looking. I'm just going to keep continue looking. That's all because I don't want to miss the apartment. So even if I don't move until April, May, that's fine due to renovations. But I'm going to continue looking. Definitely
keep looking. So I'd say, you know, in 4 days there's a chance that you'll find something. You know, it might be in 4 days you get a lead, and that lead says, you know, there's somebody moving out in April. You know, but so keep your eyes open.
I see. Okay. I will
keep
do
your eyes
that.
Open, or you might say,
calendar.
Right. Mm-hmm. And it feels like it's going to be a big improvement.
I can't wait.
And with it, I think you'll like the new neighbors and the new neighborhood.
Yay! Finally.
Yeah,
finally.
I think it's important that you not only check out the apartment, but walk around the neighborhood and walk around the neighborhood after dark and make sure that it feels good to you, okay?
Yes, because I'm in New York City, but I'm moving to New Jersey. So I'm going, so I'm in the city. Like where I live now is fine, but I don't want to stay here and I don't want to live in any other part of the city, but I prefer to go to New Jersey. And I kind of have the area in mind, which is a good area. So I definitely want to go there.
I think you'll be fine.
Yeah, anything else?
Okay. No, I think you're doing really great. It looks like we are almost out of time. So we're going to say goodbye and good luck house hunting.
Okay.
And that's,
bye-bye.
Again, everybody who's calling right now, you know, that the issues of house, home, family, foundations, trying to make some changes that work for the better. And that's a good goal for this spring. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, Mark, do you have anything left to say before you go?
Yes. Middle of March.
Yeah. We're going to be teaching in the middle of March in New York City, and I can't wait. So if anybody's interested, you can Google Access Astrology, and you will. Eventbrite has our information. It's on all of our websites. And let us teach. We will love to do so. Take care. See you next week.
Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.